Proclamation number 5721 of 11th of July, 1953. Last decision. Confess before the world. The final decision, too, has to be made in all freedom of will, but it will cost you sacrifices, which is why you have to muster a strong will in order to remain steadfast against your adversary's demands to deny me. And yet, you cannot be forced in any direction, and you will not be able to excuse yourselves from having to give in to coercion on the part of earthly rulers. For you can resist at any time, even though you will then have to suffer on earth. The confession of my name is a very great test of faith which, however, is naturally passed by the one who knows about the end and the signs beforehand, who is therefore truthfully informed, who has knowledge of my word and through it of my eternal plan of salvation. He will stand firm, even if 1,000 devils oppose him, for his will to remain faithful to me will give him increased strength, and thus he need not fear this time, the confession in the final battle of faith. But the situation is worse for those whose house is built on light sand, whose faith is not lively enough, who lack the strength of faith because they don't live in love, and who therefore also lack the knowledge of the pure truth which would let them confess me and my name with full conviction. They will have to make great sacrifices and don't know for what they are taking the heavy burden upon themselves, because inwardly they themselves doubt what they are supposed to represent. They do not stand firm in their faith and therefore have little strength to resist. But it is not about earthly life but about the life of the soul. And so people want to keep the words before their eyes, fear not those who kill your body but cannot kill your soul. Then they would experience strengthening in their faith and turn to him whom they should confess. And they would truly be helped to make the right decision of will. I still want to confront these people in the word beforehand. I want to point out to them the time of the battle of faith and direct their thoughts to the occurrence of my predictions. I want to predict the signs so clearly that they will become suspicious and then also pay more attention to the words which I will always and constantly convey to them. And the latter is only possible when my word is spread, when all possibilities are exhausted to inform fellow human beings of the transmission of my word from above. Whatever can still happen to save souls I will make possible, and whatever is done to spread my word I will favor, for I still want many people to experience what they can expect in the forthcoming time. I want them to become aware of their responsibility. I want to draw their attention to the fact that they must decide of their own free will and that they should therefore strengthen their will through the call of Jesus Christ, who takes care of everyone, who gives strength to the weak and will and who is always willing to take care of the souls which have an earnest desire to remain faithful to God and feel anxious due to earthly measures. He stands by you, for if you call upon him you confess me, who became an imaginable God to you in Jesus Christ, who draws all to myself who want to confess him and his name before all the world. Amen.